Gossip need not be false to be evil. There is a lot of truth that should not be passed around. This is Instant Inspiration. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Frank Clark wrote these words, "Gossip need not be false to be evil. There's a lot of truth that should not be passed around." And he perhaps wrote it because he had seen it happen. Have you ever been in a crowd of people where everyone's having a very good time and everyone is just enjoying themselves, and you go up to a woman and you say, "Psst, did you know your slip is showing?" And they didn't know their slip was showing. They didn't care whether their slip was showing. Nobody else cared either. But the minute you said their slip is showing, it's as though they were exposing themselves or something like that in some terrible way. And so they immediately try to shimmy down and get their skirt to cover their slip and so forth. And you have made a very uncomfortable situation, which the truth really did not need to be known. Everybody knew it already anyhow. And it didn't make any difference. And the woman was perfectly beautiful without her slip or with her slip. It didn't make any difference. But no, we feel we have to be the harbingers of truth because we have to help people so that they will look their best. And maybe the show that we're very observant. No. That's not necessary, is it? That's not necessary to go around helping other people, telling other people how to live their lives, telling other people how to straighten up their world and how to do things that are important. We think it is very important, though. And because we think it's important, what do? We stick our nose in other people's business. You see, that's what this is all about here. There's a lot of truth that should not be passed around. There's a lot of things that we shouldn't know. For instance, a friend called and said that his mother was very ill. She was possibly going to die and so on. Would I treat? I said, "Your mother's whole and perfect. Your mother's fantastic. Your mother's glorious. I see you're wonderful. Is she on the phone there?" "No, I'll get her. I'll get her." I said, "Hey, your son just tells me that you're fantastic. He loves you with all his heart. He sees you whole and perfect. He sees you healed of all the circumstances that ever disturbed you in your life. He sees you just wonderful." No, that's what he said. "He sees you just wonderful. He sees you fantastic. So accept." And she says, "Well, all right." And so then, oh, big nose me, I go to visit them. And the first thing out of my mouth is, "Well, how's your mom?" Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I should be shot at sunrise or before. If you're a practitioner and you have spoken your word for someone's perfect health, you don't say, "How are they?" You know how they are. You know their home perfect. You don't ask. Now, people don't think you're very nice by not asking about their welfare and their health, but if you're a practitioner and you're speaking your word for perfect health, you don't ask. You don't ask. Now, his grandma was ill for quite some time, and Ramona had called a number of times and talked with me, and we treated for her grandma, and everything was just fine. She had whatever problems she chose to have, and she exacerbated them by her own attitude and made everyone think that it was terrible, and finally it was terrible enough for her to move on, and that's okay. But she was a good woman. She was fine. It's just that people listened to her, as they do to all of us, and we shouldn't listen to other people. We are the creators of our world, and we create everyone in our world exactly the way we want them. So now, how are the monks here at the monastery? Anyone want to say it out loud?
Whole and perfect.
Thank you very much. And obviously, they're whole and perfect. If they're not whole and perfect, then we're doing something wrong. Now, what else are they?
Genius, fantastic, wonderful.
They are a wonderful, harmonious group of people working together, right?
Mm-hmm.
End. Should we ever say anything about a growing experience that might be going on? Should we ever say anything about anything that seems to be an illusion? We empower that illusion. Now, I said a number of things to Paul about the campus and about the circumstances here. And he says, "That's not the way I see it. I see everything whole and perfect. I don't talk like that. I keep my mind clear of all negative ideas. I am always living in the positive area." Well, now,
pass your test.
Paul knew that it's none of his big business, none of his big nose business, you know. He doesn't stick his nose in other people's business, yeah. The only thing he's concerned about is what he sees. Now, is it nice to see a dirty car? No. It's nice to see a clean car. So, whenever you look at your car, see it clean. And you will do everything necessary to maintain that. If you see your house as needing painting, see it painted. And it is done. I prepared paints and so forth for the little shed, for the pump house, and I didn't get around to it. And then one day I was gone, and when I came back, Ellen had had it done, zip, like that. And now, one day, Ellen's going to have the back of the Shangri-La disco room painted because it is in need of it, as well as the eaves around the Shangri-La. They're in need of painting. You know what the eaves are?
No.
Yeah. Well, did you look at the Shangri-La? You look at the Shangri-La, and you'll see your priorities. But this only takes a little bit of time. And we still have our airless painter. Hmm. So that would just go zip, 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 real quick in a hurry. But how do we see the eaves of the Shangri-La?
Perfect.
How do we see the walls of the Shangri-La disco room? We call it disco room. Hmm. She wanted to call it for the dance hall and stuff like that. I thought that was just a little...
Nightclub.
Nightclub. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We got a nightclub up there. Everybody would be coming up and saying, where's the music? You know, where's the dance? But if that was all, that'd be good. But what else do they want? What else do people want when they come to a disco room?
Dancing. Drink. Drink.
What do they want?
Alcohol.
They want to have a good time.
That's it.
They want to have a good time. If you are so archaic in your thinking as to think that they want in this disco room what they experienced years ago in other disco rooms, then you're not thinking right. Do we drink liquor and alcohol and things like that on campus?
No.
Do we smoke on campus?
No.
Do we use bad language on campus?
No.
Do we have a bar on campus?
No.
What else do we not do?
Gossip? No.
Do we gossip? No. But you see, we have to keep our thoughts so pure. The minute you say a discotheque, what do you think? Now, I don't think of liquor in a discotheque. Maybe they have it, but I don't think of it.
Dancing.
Huh?
Dancing.
Yes, I think of dancing, too.
Dancing. Yeah. Yeah, that's all I think of, is just dancing. I've been to discotheques several times, and they may have had other things there, but I was interested in dancing. That's all I cared about. I went there with some young friends of ours, and I was dancing with them and having a very good time. And I went to the table, and I don't remember any drinks being on the table. If they ever were, they were drunk before I got there and before I came back. But that's good planning. I didn't need it. I didn't want it. Everything was great. But you see, our gossip, our telling the truth, our getting our nose into things that are really none of our concern, make trouble for us. And they make trouble for us right up here in our gray matter in our head. And from there, it just goes out to everything. And that's where everything is. Now, if you say to a person, that's my mother, and she's whole and perfect, and your mother looks very, very bad, and people say, well, she's got to say that because she's got to feel good about her mother. No, she doesn't. She can say, mother, R-I-P, you know, R-I-P, isn't that what it is? Rest in peace. Rest in peace, mother. Croak, die. Get out of here. Don't make a bother for me. I have loved you, and I bless you, and let you go. Rest in peace. Or you could say, mom, you're home perfect. You're home perfect. You're home perfect. You're home perfect. Mom, you're home perfect. Hey, come on now, Mom. You're home perfect. You're fantastic, Mom. You're glorious. You know? And Mom can be, and you say, Mom, you're home perfect. You do not hear those moans. You do not hear those unpleasant things that might be just a temporary illusion. I mean, if she died, there would be no moans, would there?
Hmm.
Were there?
No.
All right. If she lived and is whole and perfect, there's no moans, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's put the cause in motion. She's whole and perfect and she lives. Okay? Now, if we're going to believe in the illusions, if we're going to believe in what appears to be the truth, then we've got a lot of problems. Because it appears to be the truth that Paul is here on campus. But in a few days, he won't be here. And then the truth is that he's not here. Now, was he here? Will he be here? Why was he here? Why is he leaving? Why is he coming? You see, these are all just illusions. What is it that we teach, among other things, about that?
Only time now.
The only time that is now. So if you go up to a person and their slip is showing, and you say, "You have such a beautiful dress. You wear it so beautifully. My goodness, how do you keep your slip from flowing out from underneath your dress there with all the disco dancing that you're doing?" "Oh, I just pulled down my skirt a little bit like this here." And so she pulls it down, and now her slip's not showing anymore, and she doesn't even know that it ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it wouldn't make any difference to her, would it?
Mm-hmm.
And she has no idea that it ever did. Every time I do that, my skirt comes up and my slip shows, you know. And you'll say, "Whoa, you know, I just shimmied like this and pulled it down a little bit, you know." And it doesn't matter that it showed or didn't show it, but it mattered to you, so you remedy the situation without saying it. You remedy the situation without making anyone feel unkind or unhappy about it. It's an art. It's an art. And it's not a matter of telling the truth or not telling the truth. It's a matter of how you approach the subject. This is how we all are. This is how we all live our life. And this is the big thing that's important for all of us. And our first part of our statement is gossip does not have to be false to be evil. Anything that we ever say about another person, if we say it with anxiety in our heart, if we say it with a motivation to hurt or to manipulate the other person in any way, then it's evil. And gossip, can it ever be good?
No.
Sure. Did you know that my mom is whole and perfect? I'm gossiping about my mom. She's whole and perfect. Gossiping is to say something about somebody else. I don't know how the dictionary truly defines it, but I would imagine it's defined as maybe saying something unkind about another person. But I think gossiping is just saying something about another person. 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 Saying something about another person.
There is no other person.
Oh, my God, my God, my God.
Saying about myself.
Ich bin Nummer eins. I am number one. There is no other beside me. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. There is none other beside thee. Remember?
Yeah.
In Psalms, it spells this out so beautifully. And who is God?
Me.
Okay. Then who are you talking about when you're talking about something that exists outside of yourself?
By myself.
You're talking about your creation, your illusion. And does your illusion change? All right. Then anything that we say about anybody else in the world is a reflection of ourselves. And if we say someone has a broken leg, that's a reflection of ourselves. But you say, "I haven't got a broken leg." Yes, you do. You're experiencing it with that person. With that person, you're experiencing everything they're experiencing because you're empowering it. And we don't want to empower these things because they're the silliest things in the world that we could ever do, is to empower something we don't believe in. Gossip need not be false to be evil. Gossip is talking about somebody other than ourselves. Now you say, that's egotism just to talk about yourself. That's bad just to talk about yourself, is it? Unto thine own self be true, and thou canst be false to no man. It is done unto you according to your belief. I mean, the Bible, philosophy, psychology, history is filled with who did it. Who was it who was the great emperor of France? Napoleon. Who was a great man in France that everyone enjoyed and that his wife told the common people to eat cake? Who was that?
Napoleon.
Napoleon. Yeah. And who was the queen?
Marie Antoinette.
No. Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
You said?
Marie Antoinette.
And but you said Maria.
Marie.
There's many, many Marias.
No, Maria.
But, you see, there's only one being. Now, where are you in the story of history? Are you...
But I think I am.
Thank you. Where are you in the story of history? You are in the story of history wherever you put yourself. Mm-hmm. Wherever you put yourself. And you may not really think that you're there. But when you look at the queen, who's standing up there? It's Queen Ingeborg. You know? And when Paul looks at the king, who does he see? He sees King George, King Paul, King Ferdinand, whoever it may be. I like Ferdinand the Bull, you know. Did you ever see the comic strip Ferdinand the Bull? Oh, that's charming. So, this is what it's all about. Gossip need not be false to be evil. So therefore, we always speak about the first person, present tense, positive. And there is a lot of truth that should not be passed around because it benefits nobody. And the slip illustration was one slight illustration, but it was just enough to tell us that it's not necessary. So let's get our act together, first person, present tense, positive. We like ourselves. We think we're wonderful. We live in our eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, body, and I like me. I like me. I like me. And I love you. And so it is.
Thank you.